tekuchubika omutengo pamwe obe nama yampanga ya mufupuntungu kutianguka ukuisanga lelo ubuafya maripiro aya kuisanga mchifungo no kuchilisha ama lwele no busansi fwayeni inama yambo ya chetekelwa itishibilo chesu itaishu kwa wino wino inama yampanga ya mchalo cha Zambia chiteni ukupitila mwifunde aya temangalo iyo pakuishuvila kwefingi tandadireni www.thisisnotagame.info pakuishuva ubutantiko wa mashina ya wonse abasuminishuwa ukushitisha mupepi noko mubelele.
This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome. My name is Maina, and on today's episode, we're talking to Wupe Banda, the Assistant National Coordinator of the Zambian National Community Resources Boards Association. We'll be talking about the impact of illegal bushmeat on local communities. We have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Wupe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for hosting me, Maina.
Wupe, could you please tell us who you are and what work you're involved in?
So, I'm Wupe Banda Muhango. I was born in a rural area in Mumbwa, where we lived next to wildlife. Not very close, but near, adjacent to the Blue Lagoon National Park, and somehow a bit distant from the Kafue National Park. But generally, I studied environmental education at the University of Zambia, and I've been practicing conservation since 2015. So my work really involves me working with community resources boards. Currently, I'm with the Community Resources Board Association in Lusaka.
Okay, you mentioned working closely with community resource boards. What are they and why do they exist?
So community resources boards legal institutions that are constituted by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife as provided for by the Wildlife Act number 14 of 2015. So they exist to provide a platform for communities to co-manage natural resources within their jurisdiction or their chiefdom boundaries together with government.
Okay, and just for reiteration purposes, what is the importance of these community resource boards in wildlife resource management?
A larger part of the areas where conservation actually takes place are areas where communities are actually living in, the communal lands. So this makes them an important aspect of the conservation equation. So communities have actually coexisted with wildlife for decades. And because of that, they have learned to actually embrace the art of living with wildlife. They have grown to love wildlife. They take personal responsibility to protect wildlife. There's that stewardship that comes with actually doing this. So that puts them in a position where they are able to help and make sure that conservation takes place. Then secondly, communities are also the first line of defense when it comes to tackling illegal wildlife trade. When we talk about issues of poaching, before a poacher actually gets into the national park, they'll have to go through the game management area where they'll find these communities, and that is where the CRB is. And they've proven to be useful because they have employed a workforce which is even more than that of the government under law enforcement. So the community scouts that are employed across the country are actually more than the wildlife police officers, and this shows that we really need the community resources boards in order for conservation to go on. So maybe just to emphasize, we must note that for conservation to be successful, it must begin with those whose livelihoods depend on wildlife and other resources, because they live with and among wildlife. They face the consequences of living with wildlife, hence they must benefit.
Thank you, Wupe. Now let's go on a quick break, and when we're back, we find out what opportunities wildlife offers to local communities.
You can't put a price on life. Illegal bushmeat may be easy to obtain, but you can pay the ultimate price with a prison sentence or worse still, illness or fatality. Look for the Trusted Buffalo, our symbol of trusted quality Zambian game meat. Buy legal. This is not a game. Visit www.thisisnotagame.info for a full list of retailers near you. This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome back. We're still talking about the impact of the illegal bushmeat trade on local communities with Wupe from the Zambian National Community Resource Boards Association. Wupe, what opportunities does wildlife provide for local communities?
For an individual who's based, for instance, in Kabulwebulwe Chiefdom of Mumbwa Game Management Area, wildlife is their bank. It is their capital. Through wildlife, they'll get many opportunities, including livelihoods. There'll be an improvement of livelihoods when they're engaged in a lot of wildlife-related projects. When you go on the community, you find that there are also a lot of community development projects that these CRBs are doing, all with income from wildlife management. At the same time, we know that wildlife creates employment for our community members, either through hunting or through tourism, where we have so many lodges employing people from the community to help them out. So at the end of the day, we know that what drives the rural economy, what drives the economy in this community is actually wildlife. So that's why it's important for them to preserve it.
Okay, so clearly the local communities benefit from wildlife, but obviously there is poaching taking place in some of these places. How has poaching and the illegal bushmeat trade affected local communities?
I look at a poacher as somebody who is stealing from the community. So they are actually stealing from the communally shared bank. They are stealing the capital that belongs to the community. And as they do that, they are directly killing the livelihoods that help these people to actually survive. The employment opportunities that I talked about earlier will also go because of poaching if we do not have wildlife. So there are so many issues that actually come up when there's rampant poaching in the communities. There's a social disturbance that comes. For instance, when somebody from the community has been jailed because they were caught poaching, if this person was a breadwinner, their family suffers. We've seen cases where the relationship between government and communities also becomes sour, simply because communities believe the government is only there to jail people because they are involved in poaching. So this does not help conservation at the end of the day if there's no proper relationship and all the conservation efforts go to waste. At the same time, we have noted that in most cases, poaching only creates fake economies. The poaching syndicates will involve a common man from the community, giving them a perception that if they are involved in this poaching, then they'll become rich. But what happens in reality? These people do not even become rich. Even the money that they make is not sufficient enough for them to deal with the pressures that they are having at home. Instead, they just become dependent on the same cycle of poaching until maybe they are arrested, or worse, maybe they are killed by either wildlife or any other unfortunate circumstances that can happen there in the world. So we see that poaching is not really something that goes well if our community economies are to thrive, and also the social welfare of our communities.
Okay, so clearly poaching is a risk not only to the local communities, but also to us. I think my last question now is, why is it important for Zambia to preserve its wildlife?
It's our cultural heritage. We must be proud that we actually still have wildlife. Our friends in other continents actually do not have wildlife. That's why you see them making a lot of noise about our sustainable use. So we have to preserve wildlife because it's our cultural heritage. At the same time, it contributes greatly to our economy.
Okay, Wupe, that's all we had for today's interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Maina.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that Zambia has reserved almost a third of the country's total land area for wildlife? Zambia's 20 national parks and 34 game management areas account for almost 30% of the country's 752,614 square kilometers, covering approximately 225,000 square kilometers. A few countries in the world have dedicated such an enormous landmass to conservation.
This is not a game.
We visited Delikasa and talked to Christopher Mutale, and this is what he had to say about his legal game meat business.
Delikasa is located at Kabelenga Road and also on Leopards Hill Road. The species of wildlife that we sell, according to our permit from Zambia Wildlife, are kudu, lechwe, impala, eland, warthog, waterbuck, duiker, bushbuck, and reedbuck. Our prices range from anything as little as 45 kwacha, going upwards depending on the species and the quantity that is required. The reason why anybody should come to Delikasa is that we have two very convenient locations, one in the center of town and one out of town, so a lot of people are able to reach us. The quality of our product is excellent, as we only source from very, very good sources, mainly game ranches. And we insist that whatever we purchase is of a very high health standard.
Boss, what do you have for me today?
Dala, impala ya silap, but kulichimu ya ina. Hello, iwa, maimpeka munga buffalo. Hello, ndimo wa customer ni 200 chabi.
Hmm, Dala, won't they know it's aina?
Awe, boss, they never know. Swazimu, bushmeat ni same.
Good plan, eh?
Ni good plan.
Yeah.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
While the world is seized with protecting iconic African wildlife from being poached to extinction, a silent threat is ravaging these animals in record numbers. A worsening water shortage linked to erratic rains and increasingly hotter temperatures, according to www.fairplanet.org. In 2018, a Namibian government revealed that it had recorded about 64,000 wildlife deaths due to lack of water and food. Among these dead animals were elephants, rhinos, giraffes, and many other grazers, some of which are classified as endangered. Fair Planet noted that both the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, and the African Wildlife Foundation, AWF, had classified water scarcity as one of the serious threats facing wildlife in the world. However, with countries struggling to secure water for human consumption, wildlife is at the bottom of the priority list for most African governments. This is fast making water shortages a much bigger threat to the continent's wildlife than poaching. As the sun sets in central Zambia, orange rays reflect across the Lukanga Swamp, a vast wetland spanning 2,600 square kilometers. But across the wetlands, which are home to many endangered species, climate change is driving heat waves and extreme weather events like floods and droughts. Part of the swamp that remain wet throughout the year are increasingly hit by flooding, while drier areas are only getting more parched. www.reliefweb.int reported that to help change this, the government of Zambia is executing a new four-year project to help communities near the Lukanga and Bangaulu wetlands in the central and Luapula province of the country. The Zambia project is supported by the United Nations Environmental Program and funded with $6 million from the Global Environment Facility, a major funder of climate change projects. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Zambian National Community Resource Boards Association's Assistant National Coordinator, Wupe Banda, on the impacts of the illegal bushmeat trade on local communities. And our takeaways from today's interview are: wildlife benefits local communities more when it's alive than dead, as it provides employment, cultural heritage, and so much more. We also learned that community resource boards are important for wildlife management, as they are the first line of defense when it comes to illegal wildlife trade.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
Tekuchubiko mutengo pamwehobe. Nama yampanga ya mufu puntungu kutianguka uko isanga. Lelo ubu afya, maripiro aya uko isanga mchifungo no kuchilisha amalwele no busansu. Fwayeni inama yambo ya chetekelwa. Ichi ishibilo chesu, icha ishuka wino wino. Inama yampanga ya mchalo cha Zambia. Kiteni ukupitila mwifunde. Aya, temangalo yo. Paku ishwira kwe fingi. Tanda direni www.thisisnotagame.info. Paku ishwa ukutantiko wa mashina ya avonse. Awa suminishwa ukushitisha mupepi noko muberele.
This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.